好，我们继续打开马太第六章。
Okay, let's turn now to Gospel in Matthew.
马太第六章啊。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们有圣经的话，你可以看圣经啊。
Matthew chapter 6.
有一个人他去看医生看病的时候
There was a person who went to see the doctor.
医生就问他你什么地方不舒服
And the doctor said, what is wrong with you?
这个病人回答说
And the patient said,
很多地方都不舒服
many parts of my body.
常常失眠
I am sleepless.
晚上睡得不好
I'm not restful in my sleep.
有时候眼睁睁的到天亮
sometimes I stay awake till the morning.
他说还有很多的挂历
I have many things I'm worried about.
还有很多的重担
many burdens.
所以医生听完之后就开了些安眠药给他吃了
and so the doctor prescribed sleeping pills.
然后医生给他一个很好的建议说
and the doctor made a good suggestion.
他说你知道吗最近这个地方的马戏团来了一个很会表演的人。
There is a very good circus in town today.
他说你不妨去看看那个小丑怎么样表演。
Why don't you go and watch the show?
让你可以开开心。
Perhaps you will be delighted.
这个病人很不好意思回答说。
And the patient was embarrassed and he said.
他说我就是那个小丑了。
But I am the clown in the circus.
我对人笑。被人愁。
I make people laugh, but I am depressed.
我让人快乐，但是我却自己忧愁的。
I bring laughter to others, but I am sad myself.
今天我们从圣经里面看，我们如何可以不挂虑。
But let us study the Bible today as to how not to worry.
如果今天你写一本书，如何如何，肯定非常畅销的。
Today, if you are to write a book about how to, it will be a bestseller.
你写本书是如何做个成功的男人，肯定很畅销的。
Say how to be a successful person.
你可以写本书如何成为一个成功的女士，也可以畅销的。
Or how to be a successful woman.
如果你写本书如何减胖，肯定很畅销的。
Or how to lose weight, it might be a bestseller.
因为我第一个是先买了。
I would be the first to buy that book.
好，今天我们看怎么样来可以不被忧虑呢
？Today we will study about how not to worry.
我们这忧虑啊，就是我们称成。PTA,
There are three points in this.
P
stands for.
P is problem.
Problems.
我们很多难处，对不对？很多难
处。Problems.
我们叫剪不断，理还乱啊。
There are many problems that entangle us that seems to not be able to.
那些难处好像排山倒海来了，对不对？
And the problems often pile up like mountains that we cannot surmount.
这样完了，下面又一个又来了啊。
And even once we get past one, another comes along.
很多很多的难处，对不对
？One after another.
第二个是 T.
The second word is T.
T 代表什么呢
？T represents
代表 trouble,
troubles,
困苦。困苦
troubles,
我们劳烦劳苦愁烦呢、
There are many interpretation of the words trouble.
我们知道很多很多很多劳苦的事情。
There are many things that give us anxiety.
我们很多烦恼的事情，对不对？
Many things that
讲不完的。
There are many things that depress our minds.
A 是什么呢？
The third word is
刚才他已经讲 anxiety
and A stands for anxiety.
挂虑
Those are things that burden your heart.
很焦急，对不对
？Things that gripped your conscience.
所以我们知道，如果我们拥有这些挂虑重担的话
，Now if we are to harbor these anxieties,
我们服事的道路就会走得不好了。
The way we serve may be affected.
本来我们可以结果子的。
Maybe originally we were supposed to bear fruit.
但是因为我们太多的思想，太多的挂虑缠绕着我们。
But because we are entangled by so much worry and anxiety.
结果我们就不能结果子了，对不对
？And it inhibits our ability to bear fruit.
你知道耶稣就在世界上的时候啊
？So when the Lord Jesus was here on earth.
他讲过一个非常好的撒种的比喻。
He gave a very good example about the sower.
我们知道有些是撒在路旁的。
The seeds were sown on the roadside.
太阳一晒就干了。
And when the sun came,
在这那些露浅那些比较浅的地方，也是不能结果的。
The seeds that fell on a shallow ground.
第三种是撒在什么地方呢？
Could not grow either.
第三种是撒在那些荆棘里面的。
The third kind, the sower sowed seed, among thorns.
它卡在那个荆棘里面，这个种子就不能结果子了。
And because the thorns and the thistles entangled the seed, the plant couldn't grow.
所以第三种是代表那些有世界上挂历的人呢、啊，他们就不能结果子了。
So this third example of the seed sown among thorns represent people who are entangled by the many worries of this world.
第四种呢？
The fourth kind,
撒在好土里面的
was on good soil.
他们只是把挂虑重担都交给神了。
That means submitting our worries to God.
每一天都凭信心顺服。
And we live each day through faith.
结果呢，就有30倍、60倍、100倍的收成了。
And in the end, there was bountiful harvest, 100-fold and 300-fold.
所以耶稣基督在这里给我们一个非常好的信息
And the Lord gave a very good sermon.
教导我们行走天路的时候
And when he said how to walk on the path to heaven.
我们可以免掉许多的挂虑。
And he said how to get rid of many of our worries.
而且可以过得胜的生活。
And how to live a victorious life.
荣耀主的生活。
And how to live.
我们不是常常说要常常喜乐吗？
And we are encouraged to be joyful.
但是很不容易的事情。
But it is not easy.
秘诀是靠主常常喜乐。
Because we have to depend on the Lord to be joyful.
不是环境的缘故。
And it is not through our circumstances.
不是其他什么缘故。
And it is not through any other means.
单单靠主。保罗说，你要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你要靠主大大的喜乐。
And Paul had said that we are to rejoice and to rejoice always and in the Lord.
好，今天我们分几方面来看呢。
There are several parts to this today.
26节你有圣经，请你看圣经好不好？
Matthew chapter 6.
让我们可以专心一点哈，不要我们可以专心的。26节讲什么
？Verse 26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟。
And it says, look at the birds of the air.
第一，耶稣叫我们什么？看天上的飞鸟。
And the first, the Lord says, look at the birds of the air.
我们觉得很奇怪
So this must sound quite
strange. 我相信你每一天都看飞鸟，对不对？
That you see the birds every day.
每天你打开窗户的时候，无论是哇，什么鸟都飞过你的窗前或者你的屋顶上，对不对？
As you look out the window and open your windows, you will see birds flying.
主教导我们要看。看什么呢？
But the Lord says, look, and what should we look at?
不是看自个的环境。
Not to look at our own circumstances.
不是看我们自个有多少力量。
Not to look at our own strengths and abilities.
不是看我们自个有多少钱。
Not to look at our own wealth and prosperity.
知道有钱未必是快乐，对不对？
Because money does not necessarily.
不是看我们年龄。
Not to look at our own age.
不是看我们事业。
Not to look at our own profession.
如果你看这些，真的，我们就会怎么样？挂虑了，对不对？
Because if we look at all these, we will only end up in worries.
重要是叫我们看那天上不种、不收、不寄宿的飞鸟。
But in contrast, the Lord says to look at the birds of the air.
主教导我们看自己是不完美的。
Because if we look at ourselves, we are imperfect.
有缺陷的。
We are limited.
有缺乏的。
And we are lacking.
我们要学习看到不如我们的飞鸟。
But we should look at the birds up in the sky.
他们如此无忧无虑的生活。
Because they have no worries about their lives.
我们这样我们可以学习一种仰望神的生活了，对不对？
And at the birds, we learn how to depend on the Lord.
你知道在麻雀这个鸟。雀鸟里面，在圣经里面呢，是没有什么价值的。
Because think of the birds, they are pretty much worthless.
你会发现那些人在卖麻雀的时候，一只麻雀一分钱。
They could be sold for 1 cent per bird.
然后晚上的时候，两只也一分钱。
when they go on sale, it will be 2 for 1 cent.
就买一送一了，对不对？
So buy one for one.
等于说这麻雀是没有什么价值的东西。
So the sparrows are indeed not of much value.
没有什么贵重的
They are not important.
但是圣经怎么样讲
But the Bible says.
这些看来不贵重的麻雀。
Because you are to look at the unimportant.
他如果天父不喜可的话
，Because if the Father in heaven is not treasuring them，
一只也不会掉在地上。
And not one of them will fall on the ground if not for the Father's permission.
麻雀这样的不值钱。
Look at the sparrows in heaven.
天父尚且看顾他。
For the Father looks after them.
何况我们比麻雀贵重的多呢？
And we are much more worthy than sparrows. 我不知道
在我们生活当中，我们有没有注意到北美的麻雀跟东南亚有点不同了，你注意到吗？
If you observe the birds more carefully, there is a difference between the birds in North America and in Asia.
按我观察，有两种不同的地方。
I think there are at least two points of differences.
第一种就是北美洲的麻雀体型比较大一点，看到吗？
The birds, the sparrows in North America are slightly larger in size.
东南亚的麻雀比较小的。
The birds in Asia, Southeast Asia, are a little bit smaller in size.
可见这北美的麻雀真是丰收，这是丰收，对不对？
So we can see that the North American sparrows are more bountiful.
然后我们看见呢，第二种不同是东南亚的麻雀是比较浅颜色的。
And the second difference is that the sparrows in Southeast Asia are lighter in color.
但是北美洲的麻雀比较深颜色的。
And the ones in North America are darker in color.
绅士，而且是光彩的。
And they are more, they have feathers that are more shiny.
所以无论如何，我们看麻雀虽然不值钱，神看顾他们。
Nevertheless, for such a small bird, that the Lord still takes care of them.
所以主教导我们说，你们要看天上的麻雀，对不对？
So hence the Lord says,
天上的飞鸟，
look at the birds of the air.
不种，
for they do not sow.
不收。
Neither do they reap,
也不继续,
nor gather into barns.
天父尚且养活他,
and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
所以我们为什么要挂念呢?
So why do we have to worry?
神看顾麻雀, 神也看顾你, 看顾我, 对不对?
So the Lord looks after the sparrows, He will certainly look after us.
再来看第二方面呢?
The second point,
28节告诉我们什么呢?
Verse 28.
28说, 你们想, 28, 何必为衣裳忧虑呢? 你想。你想
and it says here, why are you anxious? Why do you think about anxious?
刚才我们说主叫我们看天上的飞鸟，现在你想。
The first point was to look up to the air to the birds.
想什么呢？
To think about something.
野地里的百合花。
Now look or observe the lilies of the field.
怎么样长起来？
And how they grow?
也不劳苦，也不纺纱。
And they do not toil, nor do they spin.
现在主教导我们说，你想想看，野地里的花草、百合花，它们怎么样长起来
？So the Lord says, think and observe about all the lilies in the field, and they do not toil, nor do they spin.
这教导我们真是学习，叫我们告诉我们说，你想这些人怎么样生长？你为什么还要挂念呢？对不对
？So the Lord wants us to think about how the lilies grow.
你想野地里的花，它怎么会长起来呢
？And how the plants in the wild grow.
不施肥。
Without
神看顾它。
But the Lord takes care.
它就长起来，对不对
？And they grow under the care of the Father.
而且你再看下去的时候啊。
If you look further down,
今天还在，明天就不在了。
And it says it is there today, but may it be gone tomorrow.
后句话怎么讲？上帝还给他们这么好的装饰，对不对
？And yet the Lord clothed them with such splendor.
意思说，你们想想看，上帝看过这些花跟草，何况你们比花草更有价值。
So in other words, if the Lord clothed the wild plants with such splendor and takes care of them. How much more will the Lord not take care of us?
就是教导我们不要挂虑，对不对？
This is to teach us not to worry.
我们想，我们常常挂虑的原因是什么呢？
If we think about the reasons why we are worrying,
这里有句话可以告诉我们了。
There is a verse here.
第三十节说。
Verse 30.
你们这小信的人呐，看到吗？
And the Bible says, "O men of little faith."
我们对于我们的父神。没有足够的信心
，because we do not have sufficient faith。
我们相信神给我们 救赎的恩典。
We know the Lord has given us salvation.
但是我们却不相信神能够照顾我们生活上的需要。
But we seem to doubt His provision.
我们小信或者完全不信的我们这位天上的父神。
Because of our lack of faith or insufficient faith.
因此造成我们很多很多的挂虑的。
And hence this brings about so much of our own worries.
就是说，我们真正没有信心或者小信，我们就会怀疑神。
And it is because of our lack of faith that we begin to doubt the provision of God.
上帝要我们相信他，依靠他，对不对？
Because the Lord wants us to believe in Him, and not only believe, but to trust in Him.
由于女士她在一个家人家里的人打工的时候，她是虔诚信靠主的人。
There is one woman who has been working with another family, and she is a believer.
她蛮有喜乐。
And she was full of joy.
她一面打扫时候，她一面唱诗歌。
And she was cleaning the house and singing hymns.
主人就很奇怪。
And the master of the house was quite surprised.
就问她说：“你为什么这么喜乐呢？”
And the master of the house asked her, "Why were you so joyful?"
这女士她怎么回答
？And the woman says,
但我信靠耶稣基督。
I believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
心中满有得救的喜乐。
And my heart is full of the joy of salvation.
我身体健康。
I have good health.
我可以工作。
I have good work.
因此我可以喜乐。
And therefore I am joyful.
这女主人就马上打断她，问她说。
And the master of the house interrupted her.
那假如老板不用你的时候。
And what if you are no longer needed here?
假如你背痛不能过做工的时候。
And what if you are sick?And unable to work.
如果你的钱被偷的时候
，Or what if your wealth is stolen?
如果在你的生命当中发生什么的时候
，Or what if there are grave circumstances in your life?
这女士回答她的主人说
，And the woman responded.
太太啊
，She said,
在你的生活生命里面呢
，It says in your life as you live daily.
太多的如果。
There are too many what ifs.
太多的如果。
There are too many what ifs.
因此造成你许多的挂虑了。
And these what ifs are giving you too much worries.
是的，如果我们生活当中太多的如果，我们也很多挂虑了，对不对
？And it is true for us too. If we think of all the what ifs, we will be burdened by so much worries.
太多的假如。
And so many possibilities.
啊，这些都能够造成我们。不完全相信耶稣基督，对不对
？And these might cause us to have less faith.
这些假如或者如果，在我们生活当中，也许根本就会不会发生的，对不对
？Because many of these what ifs may not ever happen in our lives.
结果呢，我们就会挂虑了，对不对？啊
，We are worrying unnecessarily.
在我们生命当中，太多的如果，对不对？太多的假如，我们就会更多的重担了。
And all these what ifs are heavy in our hearts.
其实圣经讲得很清楚啊。
But the Bible is very clear.
他讲不需要挂虑。
It says, "Do not worry."
你挂虑对事情没有帮助的。
Because by worrying, you are not necessarily
solving. 这里讲的计划很好的。
There's a good verse.
他说你能够用你的思虑呀，27节看到吗
？Verse 27.
你们哪一个人能够用思虑？使寿数多加一刻呢
？Verse 27, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to this lifespan?
这个是真的，对不对？啊
，So this is a true saying.
英文讲得很好，多加一肘，一个 cubit 多加一肘，对不对
？It does not add a cubit to your life.
所以我看见就是说，我们没有办法用我们的办法，用我们的挂虑思想，叫我们的岁数。可以多加15分钟，对不对
？In other words, all the worrying and the anxiety will not add a single cubit to our life.
上礼拜我讲到说，那个人唱歌，因为他成名，他向天借500年，借500年，其实不需要500年，100年就过了，对不对
？Last week, I spoke about a singer who asked to have extra years in his life.
十五分钟就好了，不要说500年或者100年，对不对
？But not even thousands of years or 500 years, but 15 minutes of life.
人没有办法，对不对？除非神要给我们，对不对
？Even that we are unable to add any ounce of life.
好像历史上西西家王一样，他 他爱护神，神就多给他十五年的寿命，对不对？是是这样，听是谁讲？是
哦，
是这样，
一个王 Caesar， he could not even add anything to his own life，
除非神给他，对不对
？Unless the Lord gives。
啊，今天想想我们自己，对不对
？So we think about ourselves.
哎呀，我们真是蒙神大大赐福。
That we are all blessed by God.
每一天每一个时刻
every moment and every second.
当你心中有上帝的时候啊
every time when we have.
我们可以像那个女士一样，常常唱喜乐的诗歌。
And we can learn from this cleaning lady who is always joyful in her heart.
不必担心的。
And there's nothing to worry.
啊，最后我们看一下第33节了。
The last verse we will look at verse 33.
这里耶稣告诉我们：“你们看，对不对
？”First, the Lord says, "Look."
看天上的飞鸟。
Look up to the air for the birds.
第二，你们想。
Number two is to think.
想野地的草和花。
Think and observe about the lilies of the wild.
第三。
The third point.
33节。
The verse 33.
你们要。
And the Lord says.
要什么
？You have to.
先求他的国和他的义。
To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这是最重要的，对不对
？This is the most important.
这个秩序上是非常重要的啊。
And the sequence of this is very important.
如果你从二十四节开始读的时候啊
，If you read from verse 24,
一切都是程序上的问题呢。
It will be all about the sequence of events.
玛纳，不是玛纳，这个马门。
Mammon, which is money.
金钱啊，或者是侍奉啊
，serving.
哪方面你把它排在哪个位置
？Yeah, which one of these will take the first place?
身体
，your body，
饮食
，food，
衣裳
，clothing，
其他东西等等
，and other things。
所有东西都是在程序上、秩序上的问题，前后的问题呀。
So all these things are a matter of priorities.
如果你把这个程序上，如果我们把这个程序上摆错之后呢
？Now, if we are to shuffle and put in different order of priority.
我们就愁苦就会增加，真的。
Then our worries will increase.
我们不去追求生命的东西。
If we do not seek those things that are spiritual.
我们去追求外表的东西。
Or we seek about things that are external.
结果我们愁苦也会增加了。
Our anxieties will also increase.
所以这里主教导我们说，你要先求神的国。神的事情。
So here the Lord stressed the fact that it has to be the first that we seek first His kingdom.
我讲一些圣经的例子提醒我们呢。
There are some examples from the Bible.
讲先求的事情。
About seeking first.
你记得路加福音第五章的故事吗
？You remember the story of chapter 5 of Luke?
彼得已经下班了，对不对
？Peter just got off from work.
他已经劳苦整个晚上。一只鱼都没有抓到。
And he was tired from trying to fish all night.
我想那天傍晚了，彼得相当失落。
And towards the end of the day, he was quite disappointed.
一天劳苦，一只鱼，一只虾米都没有抓到。
And he could not, or he did not catch any single fish all day.
现在再把网挂起来，把它晒干净，准备明天或者后天再下网了。
So at the end of the day, he was trying to dry his nets to prepare for the following day.
然后耶稣就告诉他说
，And the Lord Jesus came.
请你借你的船用一用啊。
And he said, "Let me borrow your fishing boat."
彼得可以说我已经下班了。
Peter could have said, "I've closed shop for the day."
我已经收工了。
I'm not in business for that.
已经洗碗了。
I have already cleaned up.
不是家里的碗，洗碗啊。
Cleaned up my net.
已经不再做事情，对不对
？He was about to retire for the day.
所以耶稣说：“你借他用一下。”
But the Lord says, "Let me have your fishing."
借他的船用一下，对不对
？So let me use your fishing boat.
就彼得顺服了。
And Peter obeyed.
耶稣怎么回报他呢
？How did the Lord respond?
结果怎么样？
The result was
再下网打鱼
that he went back and cast out the nets.
结果捕了两艘船上满满的鱼
And in the end, you'll remember they caught plentiful of fish.
是不是船都要沉下去了？看到吗
？And the boat was about to sink for the heavy catch.
你看见是，如果你把这件事情摆在第一的话，神就怎么样？上帝就祝福我们。
So you can see that if you put the Lord's things first, the Lord will indeed bless you.
当然，彼得有拒绝的权利啊。
Of course, Peter could have refused.
他可以告诉耶稣说
，He could have said to Jesus,
现在已经收工了
，I am done for the day.
已经下班了
，I've closed my.
已经劳力整月了
，I've worked too hard.
应该休息了
，It's time to rest.
明天再打算吧
，Tomorrow will be another day.
但是他 先把船借给耶稣基督。
But Peter lent the Lord his fishing boat.
结果呢？
In the end,
带来很大的祝福了。
And he brought about plenty of blessings.
我相信有很多这样的例子啊。
I have many such examples.
列王记下十七章那个例子也是提醒我们。
Second Kings chapter 17 also.
你记得吗？以利亚跟那个寡妇的故事。
The story of Elijah and the widow.
你先做这样，神就会赐福给你了。
And he said to the widow, just do this, and the Lord will bless you.
这个需要信心的，对不对？
All these requires.Faith.
如果你没有信心的话，恐怕就不敢做这件事情了。
Because without faith, you would not have dared taken the challenge.
所以圣经很清楚告诉我们说
，So the Bible is very clear.
神能够将荣耀的丰富啊赐给你的。
God will give you all His glorious blessings.
你只要先求神的国
，But first seek His kingdom.
然后神就把这些都加给你了。
And He will give you all of this.
你看三十三节，好好读来。
So verse 33 again.
你先求神的国，他的国。
Matthew 6:33. Seek His kingdom.
和他的义。
And His righteousness.
这些东西。
And all these things.
这些东西。
All these things.
前面所讲的。
The things mentioned above.
吃的。
Food.
穿的。
Clothing.
用的。
Needs.
都什么？都要加给你们，看见吗
？Shall be added to you，
都要加给你们的。
And they will be added。
所以这个程序上你不能把它扳倒，不能调转出来。
So you have to pay attention to the sequence and the priorities。
把神的工作，把神的事情摆在第一。
God's kingdom and His righteousness will be first。
这些东西就加给你们的。
And these things shall be added to you。
求求帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我相信神赐福给我们。
I trust that the Lord will continue to bless us.
不会让我们加上挂虑的。
That He will not add to our burdens or worries.
让我们用信心依靠他。
But let us use our faith and trust.
仰望他。
And depend on.
将你的挂虑交托给他。
Rest your worries upon Him.
我们圣经说，神愿意背负我们的重担呢。
Because the Bible says the Lord is willing to take our burdens.
天天愿意背负我们重担。
And it is daily taking our burdens.
真的，当你有什么烦恼、重担、挂虑的时候，先来到神的面前，主啊，我把这些挂虑、重担都交给你，按照你的美意来为我成全。
So whenever we have problems or troubles or anxiety, let us turn each one of them to the Lord, and He will take care of our burdens.
你要经历神在你身上奇妙的作为。
And we will begin to see the wonderful workings of the Lord in our lives.
求求帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your encouragement and the truth that you have given to us, the truth that we have to accept by faith, the truth that will change our lives, the truth that will bring blessings to us and free us.From our troubles, from our problems, and from our anxieties. Lord, help us to learn from Peter and from the parable that you have spoken to us, that we look to you and to look towards the nature that you have created around us, and knowing, Lord, that you will take care of us. We continue to commit the rest of this time into your hands, and thank you, Lord, for your presence among us. May our worship be pleasing to you this day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 谢谢